Please stand clear of the doors.
Hey guys, on the monorail, and I see the California Grill from here.
I've heard it's expensive.
Oh my gosh, the shells and cheese, so expensive.
It is. I've only eaten there once. The fireworks were amazing.
I can get in without reservations.
I think I could only afford to eat off the kids' menu, but I'd have to pass for younger than 9.
Wait, you're not younger than 9?
Welcome to episode 180 of the Diz His podcast. I'm Joe.
I'm Alex.
I'm Jen.
I'm Chris.
Today we will be giving the His on California Grill. Right now we are recording live for our Goof Troop members. If you want to watch us live once a week, all you got to do is sign up for our Goof Troop. Just go to DizHis.com and you will see the link at the very top. It says Goof Troop. And as well as seeing our beautiful faces, you will be entered into our lovely giveaways. I think we just gave away a wax mount last week. Also, we've given away signed comics, Disney merch, Diz His merch, which I think at the end of this month, we're going to give away a wax mount and a Diz His t-shirt.
And so a Diz His t-shirt?
Yeah, and.
Those are high-quality t-shirts.
Somebody got their Christmas bonus or something.
No, I'm actually really poor right now. We have no money, but I'm still going to do it. And I want to do like the giveaway where we have, remember Chris, you know, you did a giveaway a couple weeks ago and it had like the, what was going on? Like a race. There was like a race.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
I want to do
monster
it again.
Race. Oh, we're going to do that tonight?
Not tonight.
Why not?
I got to say, we're going to give it away this month.
At the end of the month. Okay.
We're going to give some people like a chance to kind of sign up for our Patreon
if they want to give them a chance.
Yeah. We're going to give them a chance for sure.
I sent Trent some Pokemon cards, by the way.
You're a Pokemon master.
I know. Trent won the giveaway and I threw some extra goodies.
That's pretty nice. Cards he doesn't need.
No, they were good cards.
Does he collect Pokemon? I think he does.
He said he liked a couple different ones, and I just so happened to have two of those out of the 10,000 that I own. So I threw them.
Okay, let's get back. So all you got to do is go to DizHis.com and check us out, DizHiz.com.
If you want to leave us a message or share a memory, give us a call at 707-842-0345.
And if you'd like to email us, you can email us at DizHisHistory@gmail.com and send us some information, like maybe some history got wrong, maybe some history we didn't know, or give us some future ideas for future episodes. I would love to hear from you.
So, did you win the Powerball? No, you probably didn't. But you can win the lottery by sponsoring our show and getting your business or whatever you want to sponsor. Or, you know, I don't care. Sponsor yourself if you want. Or advertise yourself. It's fine. Well, anyway, listen, you give us money. We put an ad on our show. But we don't do any of that. You got to have to contact DizHis65Scott@yahoo.com, where you get in contact with DizHisScott. DizHis65Scott.
Is that his new title, DizHis65Scott?
Yeah, DizHis1 through 64 is taken, so I had to do DizHis65Scott. DizHisScott was taken.
There's no way DizHisScott was taken.
I'm pretty sure Scott doesn't, I mean, he doesn't really know how to use computers very well.
That's true.
I'm going to say user error on that one.
Maybe, who knows? So, but today we're going to be talking about California Grill, right? It's a fine dining restaurant located on the 15th floor of the Contemporary Resort. This fine dining establishment pairs local and sustainable ingredients with a fantastic view. It originally opened as the Top of the World Lounge in 1971 as a supper club with live music acts. It reopened in 1993 as California Grill, serving California style cuisine, and is a top dining option in Disney World. I've been there once. It was delicious. Have you guys been there? Alex?
No.
Okay. Chris, have you been there?
Well, if you asked me last week or prior to last week, I would have said, yeah, I see it every time I go on Living with the Land. And then our very nice patrons who never yell at me and get mad at me for not knowing Disney stuff so kindly reminded me that it was not on Living with the Land and that it is at the top of the Swan and Dolphin.
But the name
to make people mad.
But the name of the restaurant at, you know, the land, what's it called?
Yes, it has the word grill in it, right? Garden grill.
Yeah. So I can see how people, yes, you're probably not the only one, yes, who has made that mistake. So yes, there's hopefully people listening right now. They're going to be like, oh, yeah, okay, I know where that's at. But yeah, you've never been there, right?
You're not alone. Jen, I have not.
Yeah. Jen, have you been there?
Actually, while you were recording the podcast last week, it was sitting in California Grill.
What?
Wow.
No way. I don't believe it.
We need pictures, so we don't believe you.
I didn't take any pictures.
Why not?
Actually, because it didn't happen. Did I take any pictures? Now I have to look.
You were just sitting there, like you didn't eat or anything. You just went to go sit.
I did. I just went to go sit.
I know. We should really like get better at taking pictures at stuff at Disney, because when I was on the cruise, Steve and Courtney was taking so many pictures for her Instagram. I didn't take any. So I just kept on saying, like, every single time she was to take a picture, I'd be like, you want my face in it? Every time she took a picture. Of course not. She didn't want my goofy face in it, right? Mike did it every time.
Adam made a funny joke in the Patreon. He said, so does Disneyland have a Floridian grill?
Maybe.
Oh.
They should.
They don't. They need
one. They do. I have one. Oh, I have a picture of the menu.
Oh, that's good.
Ryan made, and Peyton Discord made an even funnier joke, but we cannot discuss that on the podcast. So if you want to see that comment and much more banter, you got to do it on our Patreon.
That's right.
The chat's hopping today.
It's bussing.
It's bussing.
Bussing?
I don't know if I use it correctly.
You can tell Alex works at a school.
So let's go ahead. Yeah, right. California Grill. Jen, how was your experience? I guess we'll talk more about your experience later, but do you like California Grill, Jen?
Yeah, did you like it?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely would go back and do it again. It's a different menu right now. It's a fixed menu. So it's a fixed course menu. Yep. You pick one appetizer, one entree, one dessert. They don't have anything a la carte at this point in time. They call it their celebration menu. So I would go back when it definitely was kind of more like a traditional restaurant, just to kind of give it a go. But it's definitely, in my opinion, a special occasion restaurant for sure.
That was your first time going there?
Isn't that crazy?
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Well,
yeah,
so
am I.
The problem is that in order to make, you know, advanced dining reservations, you have to stay out there. You know, you have to do it right at 60 days. You know, you have to be staying out there, and you can kind of get that amnesty and move your reservation, you know, do your reservations for these harder to get restaurants towards the end of your stay. Well, we don't ever stay out there more than a couple of days. So we've never eaten at California Grill. We've never eaten at, what's the one that you guys went to? Topolino's.
Mm-hmm.
We've never done any of that because we just can't grab those reservations. But here's what was funny is we had a reservation for Steakhouse 71 and we were fine with that. You know, it was our 20-year anniversary. And so we were at Disney Springs just kind of shopping around and killing time till our reservation. And I happened to flip open the phone and the app said California Grill was taking walk-ups, 10-minute walk-up. So you have never seen two people run so fast through Springs, back to the car, drive over to the Contemporary as fast as possible to try to get there, you know, running in heels, full 9 yards, having to cancel the Steakhouse 71 on the way. But we did it and we got in. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Is it kind of like when he was sitting there looking for reservations and Ohana popped up? And what did I do, Jen?
Oh, you tell it.
I was kind of like, book it. I was like yelling. Is that what I did? That was fun.
It was run fast. And then we had to stop and cancel the other one and, you know, all of that. So.
And I've been to California Grill. I don't think it was ever you pick type of thing. I think it's always like a set menu because when I went there, it was before COVID. It was a long time ago and it was pretty much the same thing.
I don't think so because my daughter actually went to California Grill with her friend for his birthday and they were just pulling, according to them, they were just picking things left and right on the menu. Just, you know, you know, try this, do that, whatever.
But it was amazing. We'll talk more about that. We'll talk more about that later on. Let's get to the his on the California Grill.
The Contemporary Resort was opened at Walt Disney World in 1971. This A-frame building was designed by Disney, United States Steel Corporation, and Xerox Towers, and is known for its blend of retro and modern architecture. When the resort opened, it contained the Top of the World Lounge, which was a high-end supper club offering live music. The Top of the World Lounge offered fine dining with a cover charge in order to enjoy the lounge. The restaurant provided daily breakfast and a lunch buffet. On Sundays, they offered a brunch buffet. In 1993, the Top of the World Lounge closed and was remodeled and reopened in 1995 as the California Grill. The interior of the California Grill is a mix of bright and bold patterns. In order to reach the California Grill, you have to take an elevator, which is in the Grand Canyon Concourse. The elevator is only used once it is confirmed that you have a dining reservation, or if you inform them that you wish to dine at the bar. The dining room contains bright pops of color with module light fixtures that resemble decor found in the 70s.
I really didn't realize that 1995. I thought it was around longer than that.
Oh, you thought?
Well,
as California Grill, though.
Oh, really?
Would you say that was old or fairly new?
Well, I'm old, so 1995 seems new to me.
Oh, thank you very much. I was born in 95, so I wouldn't be here.
I think it's kind of awesome. I had no idea it was called the Top of the World Lounge, because that's what the lounge is called at the top of Bay Lake Tower, is the Top of the World.
Is it changed now, though? It's not Top of the World, it's something else, or is that just an overlay over at the Villains?
I'm not 100% sure. I think it's still called Top of the World, but it's like Villains Overlay, I think. But I know, because we went to the Top of the World Lounge with the Villains Overlay. I kind of talked about it more than a couple episodes ago. But I think it's kind of a good idea. I think they should probably do that more often. It's kind of changed the overlay of some of these restaurants, because there are a lot of people going to the Top of the World Lounge just to see the overlay.
Yeah, keep it fresh. I agree. That's a good idea.
That would be cool.
Yeah. But, you know, the California Grill, when we went, the food was amazing. It was great. My favorite part of it, I guess, like, I had the filet mignon, which was really good. The steak, you know, it was delicious. I was talking to some people, or maybe doing some research, and you can probably get a steak just as good for a little bit cheaper over in Canada at La Cellière, I think.
I
think it's a little bit cheaper.
Epcot.
Yeah, over at Epcot. Watch
out. You think?
That's what I heard, and some people were talking about it.
The whole thing, though, is La Cellière is so small. Like, to get a reservation in there, it is just nearly impossible. I mean, we've eaten there once, and that was a long time ago. And the steak was good, but my husband had the filet when we were there last week. And, oh, my goodness.
It was good.
That was one of the best steaks I've ever had.
Well, really? Did you have the mac and cheese?
No. The mac and cheese only came with, there was like this, I posted the menu. There was like this add-on. It was like some crazy porterhouse something. I'm going to look at it now.
Well, this wasn't just any normal mac and cheese.
It was a ribeye.
Like, oh, really?
The ribeye is the only thing that had the mac and cheese.
Okay. Well, so I guess it maybe was a little bit different than we went, because I was able to kind of pick and choose. But we had the mac and cheese, and the mac and cheese wasn't just mac and cheese that you were to go somewhere and get mac. It was like fancy mac and cheese, right? And it was amazing. It's probably the best mac and cheese I ever had in my life. Amazing, right? And also the dessert. What'd you get for dessert, Jen?
I got the dessert sampling because you know me. And one of the things that I really miss on the cruises was the little dessert trios that they would give you.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you would just get a sample of, you know, all of their signature desserts that night. So I got the dessert sampler, and it was just a little 2-bite thing of all these different signature desserts, and they were pretty good.
Oh, you're supposed to picture in chat. That's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's neat. I like that.
Yeah. I had the creme brulee, and did I say that right? Well, yeah, it was
creme
amazing.
Brulee.
Creme brulee, yeah. Usually when I go to Food and Wine, I get the creme brulee over at Epcot, right, in France. This was the, which is really good over in Epcot, but this was like just a step above that, just because I felt like the tastes were a little bit more, they were just sweeter, just a little stronger. It was really good. So overall, I mean, 10 out of 10 California Grill, magic point. I know you guys always give me a hard time about the magic point, but 100%. I mean, we're saying get a better view and eat that kind of food anywhere, almost, I mean, anywhere, really anywhere. It's just beautiful. And it's great.
Not
and,
even California.
There's nothing that compares to that in California.
No,
as especially far as like your view and all of that, at least on property, there isn't.
Yeah.
One of the best aspects of the restaurant is the amazing view. The windows stretch from floor to ceiling, offering great sights towards the Magic Kingdom, Bay Lake Tower, the Polynesian, the Grand Floridian, and the Seven Seas Lagoon. The evenings allow guests attending the California Grill to see the fireworks show lighting up the skies above the Magic Kingdom, and for an even better view, there are 2 outdoor observation decks. California Grill offers American-style cuisine with a focus on Californian fusion. It offers a large option of beverages,
with an extensive wine selection. Between the beer, sake, teas, soft drinks, and specialty cocktails, everyone can find a delicious drink to pair with their delicious dishes. If you find yourself wanting to dine at California Grill but cannot get a reservation, you can always eat at the bar. There is a special lounge menu that is offered. It includes sushi rolls, vegetable dumplings, and the Florida peach and raspberry salad for $18 each.
The windows. Hands down, the view. When you walk in and you just see, I mean, Florida ceiling is not even, but think of it as Florida ceiling, 20 foot Florida ceiling windows.
Yeah.
And you just turn your head and there it is. The entirety of Magic Kingdom just completely and totally, you know, laid out in front of you. It's the view is unbelievable.
The view is unbelievable. It's super, super cool. And, you know, not only can you go eat there, but you can go outside like in a balcony type thing and you can see the fireworks. And they pipe, of course, you know, Disney, they know how to do your experience. They pipe the music in through the speakers during the fireworks, which is just amazing.
Okay. I will tell you that we did not see the fireworks that night because of the rain. And also, that was kind of cool in itself, just to watch this big thunderstorm roll in across Magic Kingdom while we were sitting there eating dinner. So the fireworks got canceled. But if you are a guest eating and the fireworks get canceled that night, they will give you a pass to come up anytime within 7 days.
Oh, that's really cool.
So you can go back and so you can see that.
To have dinner
there? That's pretty awesome. I had no idea about that. That's cool.
Right. You get like a reservation you get to have in the next 7 days?
Only for the fireworks, not to go back and eat again.
Oh, not to eat.
Yes.
So you just stand next to tables?
You know, we ate on the second, and if we would have been back on property anytime in the seven, we would have had to tell them before we left, and then they would have... I'm not sure. I made accommodations. That's what they were telling us, at least.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Kind of like when you get your car washed, and if it rains the next couple of days, you get to rewash your car.
Something like that.
For Walt Disney World Resort's 50th anniversary celebration, California Grill has decided to offer a set menu. This dinner menu will be priced at $89 for adults and $39 for children. It will come with one appetizer, one entree, and one dessert. The appetizers offered are Sushi Classics Trio, Cascade Roll, Lobster and Parsnip Bisque, Heirloom Apple Salad, Braised Beef Short Rib Wontons, and House-Made Artisanal Style Duck a l'Orange Pizza. The entrees are Oak Fried Filet of Beef, Monterey Bay Chipino, Cast Iron Grilled Pork Tenderloins, Handcrafted Squash, Mushroom Ravioli, Florida Coast Black Grouper, 32-ounce Beef Ribeye Tomahawk Steak for Two, and Free Range Plancha Seared Chicken. The desserts offered are Lavender Sugar Donuts, Iridescent Grand Mariner Soufflé, Valhona Chocolate Tort, Chef's Selection of California Cheese, and 5 Magical Bites 50 Years in the Making, which is 5 small, elegant single-bite cakes, honey, lemon, strawberry, carrot, and chocolate. The kids' menu offers chicken noodle soup or heart of romaine for appetizers, grilled beef tenderloin, seared sustainable salmon, grilled citrus glazed chicken, and house-made shells and cheese for their entree. Along with the entree, the kids get 2 choices of sides from the following list: roasted Yukon Gold potatoes, goat cheese polenta, steamed green beans, or brown basmati rice. For dessert, there is seasonal fruit, signature puff rice sushi, and celebrate with me chocolate chip cookie ice cream sundae.
I love how fancy restaurants type their things out. Like, you know, house-made shells and cheese. It's just mac and cheese, bro. It's just really expensive mac and cheese.
When I was listening to that, I was trying to like, okay, so it's $89 for an adult. No matter what you get, it's $89, right?
Right.
So I'm thinking, like, what do these people are making the menu? Like, all right, what can we make these idiots order that we'll make so much money on?
Yeah.
Like, okay, duck pizza. Sure, that's not very expensive.
That sounds disgusting.
Right? Shoot a duck right out in the pond, throw it on a pizza, right? Then the mushroom ravioli. That better be the damn best. Oh, sorry. That better be the best ravioli I've ever had in my life. For $89, mushroom ravioli. And then 50 years in the making dessert. That just sounds disgusting. Like, don't name your dessert something that's like been sitting around for 50 years.
Jen got the dessert. She said it was delicious.
It was good.
But no. It's probably was. But don't name it.
It's like, such a long name.
It's a long name, and it just sounds like it was sitting around for the last 50 years.
Listen.
Don't touch that dessert. Don't touch it. We're at year 45. 5 more years.
So the short rib wontons
That sounds good.
Sounds really good.
Those were amazing. My husband had sushi. I told you about the filet, but they've changed the menu a little bit because they had Alaskan halibut. And that's what I had, which was very good.
It's probably the seasonal part.
Yeah, probably. And I'm trying to think. Yeah. And he had the he didn't have the souffle. Maybe he did.
Well worth the money, though, Jen, don't you think?
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, we were like, OK, well, it is what it is. You have no idea when you have a fixed menu like that. You know, are you getting small little portions? Are you getting, you know, too much food? You know, we saw somebody that got the ribeye and that was, you know, the table next to us, they had the ribeye. And all it made me think of is, and I'm going to age myself here, you know, in the Flintstones in the beginning, or I think it's in the beginning where they bring out the big meat and they, you know, that's what it reminded me of.
Really?
It was huge.
Wow.
Yeah, the servings are pretty good. The servings are pretty good.
Well, that's good to know.
And that mac and cheese, I'm telling you guys, you might say, oh, it's just stupid. It's just
the kids' mac and cheese?
I'm telling you right now, the kids' mac and cheese? It's probably the same as the adult one.
So you like the mac and cheese, Joe?
The mac and cheese will
change
your life.
Gouda, it's a smoked Gouda mac and cheese. It's not Kraft.
It sounds good.
It will change your life. It's the best mac and cheese.
See, why wouldn't they put that? Why wouldn't they put like a smoked Gouda mac and cheese instead of house-made shells and cheese? Like, say Gouda.
It's amazing. Yeah. I'm telling you, if I definitely highly recommend, if you go to Disney and you're like someone that's going to go, this is not every time type of thing. This, like, you know, I think Jen said, like a special occasion.
So once
if you're
in a coming down.
Exactly. If you're coming down once every 5 years, I recommend it for sure. This is where you need to go one night and just really enjoy yourself, enjoy the food, enjoy the view, and you know, eat some good food.
So I have a question about this. Do you think that they have police officers waiting right outside the restaurant for anyone who dares order the duck pizza?
Why?
It's duck. Like, you're like, I don't know. I just can't see a sane.
It's not just
person
duck pizza. Like, it's duck le orange pizza.
Yeah,
it's orange.
I can't
duck
see a
pizza.
Sane person ordering a duck le orange pizza. I just don't.
Why?
I can't see it.
Should I tell you that was my runner up appetizer?
See, that's fine. It was your runner up. You didn't order it though, because you're like,
it's an appetizer, right?
First of all, can't pronounce it. Second of all, don't know what kind of looks like it eating this duck pizza.
You know something that surprised me? Was we were really kind of surprised at the amount of kids that were in there eating.
Really?
For some reason, I just envisioned that this was going to be almost like a date night kind of restaurant.
It should be.
And there were a lot of families. You know, some things make sense. You know, there was the, you know, grandma and grandpa that were dressed nice and fancy, and then they brought the whole family. And so you're like, oh, yeah, that checks out. You know, family vacation, multi-generation, you know, kind of thing. But there were, it was more than I would have thought. Family,
you feel like you were at the cage?
The cage, talking about that one restaurant at Disney Springs?
The kids club?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Man, $39 for a kid. I couldn't imagine bringing my kids there for $39.
Yeah, right? I'd have to stack them on top of each other like the little rascals.
$39 is not too bad.
And in the
for
kids,
a kids menu.
Menu?
For a picky, you would pay $39 for Nick to eat there.
At $40 is not too bad.
It's
at
cheaper
Disney
to hire a babysitter.
And also, the kids menu only applies to under 9.
Well, you know, at Be Our Guest, it's the same thing. I think that's how much it is. They get dessert. The appetizer.
Be Our Guest is not a fixed menu, is it?
Yeah, it is. I'm pretty sure it is.
I don't think so.
The maybe dinner is?
No, we went there for brunch and there were kids there and it was like $40. And I was like, $40 is not that bad.
Ryan's right. Chris could pass for under 9.
Yeah.
He did for $40. Come meet with us next time.
How old are you? I'm this many.
Just give him a little pat on his head. Hey, little buddy.
Joe, just carry me in.
I might be able to.
He has a beard. Please don't talk about that in front of him.
It's the meds.
It's the meds.
Quick fire, quick facts. Let's go.
The California Grill signature cocktail costs $137 and contains a traditional champagne cocktail with Remy Martin Louis Cognac.
That's insane.
How are you gonna? That's pretty. That's pretty. You're gonna make your signature cocktail $137.
What if it's not good? What if you order it?
They're drinking it.
Like that's what I would someone would be like, hey, taste this, and I'd be like, no, no, not good.
Why?
Not
how do you good. Know?
It's cognac and champagne. I don't like any of those things straight up.
I bet you it's amazing.
I would be the only person to be like, can I have a California Grill signature cocktail and a Coke to chase, please?
Yo, try it and let us know.
I will next time I go.
For $137, you better black out and then just wake up the next day.
It better be one of those giant cocktails, the ones you have to use two hands.
They better bring it out in a bucket.
they spring an IV. Just go straight into your vein. When Bay Lake Tower was constructed, they placed a lounge at the top floor and named it Top of the World in homage to the original.
Homage.
The chefs at California Grill can customize dishes for dietary needs, like converting the grouper to be only vegan or making a vegan sushi roll.
Wouldn't vegan sushi roll just be rice?
No. It would be also like plants and stuff.
How is the grouper
They would vegan? Use cauliflower instead.
Sounds horrible. They'll probably charge you the same price though.
Yeah. Oh, definitely charge you the same price. But instead of fish, you'll get cauliflower.
California Grill offers a brunch called Brunch at the Top, which is offered on Sundays and costs $95 for adults and $56 for children.
These are things I would never do in my life. I'm never going to go spend $95 on a meal. It's just not going to happen.
Oh, man.
See, and I'm sitting here thinking, oh, I didn't realize they brought brunch back because that was what I really wanted to do. But it was an expensive meal.
I mean, I love French toast,
the drinks and the gratuity and all of that stuff like that. Yeah, it was a pretty expensive meal.
We here at DizHiz think the California Grill is a great restaurant with an amazing view. The fine dining paired with the fireworks going off over Magic Kingdom will for sure make any evening ending here a special one. Dreaming of a Disney vacation? If you aren't able to go enjoy the resorts, then get yourself some 3 Cheeky Chicks wax melts. Studies show smells help bring forward memories, so these smells are a must-have if you want to put yourself back at these grand resorts. Go to magicallyscented.com to order scents like Animal Kingdom Lodge. It's an earthy smell with sage, lemon, and lime. There is a Port Orleans French Quarter, which has fragrance of flowers, cotton, mandarin blossoms, freesia, and peonies. The Wilderness Lodge melt smells of mahogany, blood orange, red pepper, sage, cognac, bourbon vanilla, golden amber, tonka bean, and sandalwood. The Vero Beach melt will transport you with its orange blossom, star jasmine, velvet roses, and greens. Just visit magicallyscented.com and use promo code DizHiz20 to purchase a wide range of wax melts, candles, and room sprays, all made by 3 Cheeky Chicks. That's 3 Cheeky Chicks at magicallyscented.com, promo code DizHiz20. That's 3 Cheeky Chicks at magicallyscented.com.
Hey guys, want to hear something cool? Do you want to be part of the Goof Troop? Our Goof Troop is the best and a way to help support the show. You get access to our wonderful giveaways, Discord, which is fantastic, and you can join for only $2 a month. In our Discord chat, you can interact with the hosts and some of our great members. There are Disney-themed games in our chat, streams from the park, we have a special Spotify playlist, and overall, just have a lot of fun. You also get access to our live shows, which can sometimes be a little crazy. Once again, help support the show for as low as $2 a month and join the Goof Troop. Just go to DizHiz.com and on the top, there is a link.
Check us out on Weeby Geeks, a new podcast website where you can find all your favorite geeky content. Just head over to WeebyGeeksPC.com. That's WeebyGeeksPC.com and listen to all the other awesome podcasts as well as DizHiz.
Hey, I'm Joe from the DizHiz.
And I'm Nick from Sandpiper Vacations.
We will be teaming up to give one of the best travel experiences ever.
I am a travel agent with Sandpiper Vacations. We are able to book any vacation destination around the world, including Disney, cruises, and all-inclusive resorts.
We have been working here at the DizHiz to become travel agents. And with our knowledge of the parks, we want to plan the best Disney trip for you.
Using us as a travel agent, we are updated on the latest and greatest information about all of the destinations. We can help save you time, stress, and sometimes some money. Using our services costs you absolutely nothing. It is completely free to you, and we are happy to assist you with giving you more value for your trip.
So if you're looking to book your next Disney trip, go to DizHiz.com, check out DizHiz Destinations on the very top.
Check us out streaming on award-winning Disney streaming site Sorcerer Radio on Fridays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, or catch us again at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Sorcerer Radio is an amazing 24/7 Disney radio. Just visit srsounds.com or download the Sorcerer Radio app.
This is Review. This week for D+ is the movie Big with America's Dad, Tom Hanks. What do you guys think of this movie, Alex?
This is a great movie. It's a really good movie. I like it a lot. I'm trying to think of when I can show it to my kids because, you know, it's 90s kids, okay? But it's not 2000s kids, okay? So you got to think about when you're going to show your kids this stuff. But I definitely like this movie, and I think it's really funny, entertaining.
Yeah, well, you know, that whole thing, but we watched it when we were younger. It just goes over your head, man. Like, we have no idea, like, some of the things that are going on. I think there's, like, one scene where it's kind of iffy, I guess you can say. But other than that,
that's what
fine.
I'm trying to figure out. What are you talking about? Because I watched it when I was a kid.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of movies that we watch as kids, and now it's kind of like, ugh.
Yeah. Goonies, Beetlejuice.
Goonies, not too bad.
Cursing.
Bambi.
Yeah. Ghostbusters.
Cursing. That depends on the house that you grew up in. That's some, for some people, that's just normal. Okay.
But Big, I don't think it's too bad.
No.
Of a kid to show your kids. But Jen, what do you think of it?
Oh my goodness. I love this movie. And how many people, you know, the first thing you think of when you go into FAO Schwartz is you got to find the piano. The piano. Yep.
Yeah, we travel back in time to the 80s and find an FAO Schwartz.
Hey, there was an FAO Schwartz. My kids have been in the one in New York before it closed. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So wow. that had to have been at least 2010, 2011.
I have a piano in the playroom. I have one. We have a play one, and I don't know how to do chopsticks, so I haven't done it.
Chris, what do you think of it?
So I had never seen Big until a couple years ago. I just one of those movies that I just never, you know, didn't watch growing up. Emily kept saying, you got to watch Big, got to watch Big. So I think, I guess when Disney Plus, when we got Disney Plus, we watched together and I loved it. It was a really, really good movie. I do like how Tom Hanks has kind of filled the shoes of America's dad since Bill Cosby is no longer with us being America's dad. I think that Tom Hanks is a very good American dad.
Yeah, thank you.
German and good German dad too in Pinocchio. I think that's Germany, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't tell what the accent. Wasn't a great accent, Tom Hanks. You gotta work on that. But yeah, no, Big. I love the movie. It was a lot of fun. How cool it's a little degrading to me because I think his apartment was cool, even though he's like an 8-year-old in an adult body. So he has all this stuff, and like that's what my house is gonna look like. But I'm not an 8-year-old stuck in an adult body.
That's a fact.
But of course, great movie. It's one of those movies that you watch growing up, and you're like, oh, it's fun. Or you have what was Zoltan? What's the name of the guy?
Zoltar.
Zoltar.
Zoltar. Whatever. How cool is that? I mean, it's probably like iconic. You know, movie prop when he does that. Not only that, I mean, it's the whole movie's great. Of when you're a kid, that's all you want to do is grow up. And when you're watching that movie as a kid, it's a totally different perspective. You're like, oh, you know something? I want to grow up. Like, I want to do all these things. Why is he going to turn back to a kid at the very end of the movie? What an idiot! Why is he going to turn back? Right? But now, as you're an adult, totally different perspective, and you're like, you know something? Being an adult is the worst. Like, I want to be a kid again, right? It's totally different, like, view on the movie. And there's when you can watch a movie at different periods of your life and kind of have that experience, that's a good movie, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because you're getting something new out of it where you're at in your life.
Talk about things you think about when you watch it as an adult is you're like, wow, the 90s, man. They're okay with, you know, adults making out kids because – think like she knows he's a kid at one point, right? And she still tries to make out with him or some of that, right? Is that true, right?
I haven't seen it in a while. There were some uncomfortable parts.
Oh gosh, here we go. We're gonna cancel Big.
Yeah, we're gonna cancel Big. 2 days from now, they're gonna be like Big's off Disney Plus. They're gonna call it
because he's totally like I'm 8, and she's like, yeah, so.
But he wasn't. He wasn't 8.
But he was 8.
Can I ask you a question, man? If some person came up to you and was like, hey. As like an adult, let's say I came up to you tomorrow and I'm like, hey, I'm eight. I'm really eight. Would you believe me?
What I definitely would wouldn't want to make out with you.
I know, man. But still, I mean.
I don't know, man. If someone came up to me and said I was eight, they were eight, I'd probably never talk to them again. A grown man comes up to me in a parking lot and says, hey, man, I'm eight. Want to hang out? I don't know. I'm all right.
I mean,
I don't
want to
hang out,
it?
But I will kiss you.
How weird is it that Tom Hanks, he like, you know, is like an older adult and he's hanging out with that kid the whole time?
Well, yeah, because he's eight.
Hey, this is AJ for the D Plus Club, where we cover all things Disney Plus. Each week, I bring you the latest news and rumors, as well as what's new and what's coming soon to the Disney streaming service in the US and in the UK. And each week we have a weekly movie club, where between November 21st and 27th, we'll be watching the original Willow movie ahead of the release of the sequel series. Share your thoughts in the weekly movie club room in the Sorcerer Radio Discord at srsounds.com/Discord, and I'll feature some of your comments in this week's podcast. You can find the D Plus Club on all major podcasting platforms, including the Sorcerer Radio website, at srsounds.com/the D Plus Club, with new episodes every Sunday. See you there.
Niels wants to know. Hey, this is Niels from Capturing Disney Parks on Instagram. Hope you've all had a great Halloween. This month's question is simple. Do you prefer Halloween or Christmas season in the Disney parks? So this is not about family time or something else, just about the parks, including special ticketed events. Let's hear your choices and motivations.
Okay. I want to go first.
Okay, go ahead, Alex.
My favorite holiday would definitely be Halloween over Christmas. Okay. Nightmare Before Christmas is a Halloween / Christmas movie, right? But I see it as more of a Halloween movie more than anything else. I'm also like the podcast Grouch. So I'm not, you know, Mr. Bubbly for
Christmas.
I wasn't
going to say it.
So I definitely love Halloween more. I'm also cheap and Halloween is less expensive. So I love that more as well. And it's not as busy when you, because I'm not doing the Mickey Mouse party. So it's less expensive to go there during the October, November time than that's busy during December for sure. So I'd much rather go there during October, November than go to December.
That was a very, very in-depth explanation.
Yeah, you were ready for that. Like, yeah, I hope someday that somebody asks you, what holiday do you like better than you know?
I have one Disney Christmas shirt, and it's Donald Duck.
Thanks for sharing.
That checks out.
And he's not happy.
Go ahead, Jen. What's your answer?
So you guys know I'm a Halloween baby as well. Like, I love my Halloween. I love my Halloween movies and decorations and all that like that. However, there is something about Disney at Christmas that is just absolutely magical that I really kind of enjoy that more, just being that atmosphere, just being walking around on the street, you know, the castle, everything all just decorated pretty. It just makes me happier, I hate to say. So I'm a Christmas one on this.
Okay, how about you, Chris?
So I was leaning Halloween, and I was actually in the park the day after Christmas. I was there the 26th, I don't know, the 30th or something. And it was Jen hit the nail right on the head. It's like magical. Halloween's cool, and I would wear like Halloween merchandise all year long. I don't even think I own any Disney Christmas shirts or anything. I just wouldn't wear them. So merchandise wise, love the Halloween stuff. But in the parks, I don't know. I just, every day we looked forward to going to another park to see the tree that they had on display. We couldn't wait to see what kind of decorations were on there. The floating Christmas balls in with the Loch Ness Monster at Hollywood Studios. The only thing that I hated was, well, I didn't hate this part. I loved the icicle lights, look like ice lights on the castle. The only thing I hated was I was, me and Emily were there the year before and we watched the brand new projection show on the castle, and I'm hyping it up to my whole family on the way there. I was like, you guys, this is gonna blow your mind, these projections. The show is amazing. I don't even like firework shows, and this one's amazing because of all the projections on the castle. we're waiting there for the show, and it's some dumb Christmas-themed firework show with no projections. It's just like these lights of like nutcrackers and all on the castle. There's no projections whatsoever. They had like snowflakes projected onto the castle, and that was it. So that was the only thing I hated about the Christmas celebration.
So what'd you say like after? You're like, oh, I'm sorry, guys.
I was like, guys, I swear, this is not what I was talking about.
And oh, you should have doubled down and said, see what I mean? It was amazing, yeah, right?
Blow your mind, right? And you guys see that 2D Nutcracker? Oh my gosh. I love all the lights, obviously, but the snow at the when you're walking out of when you're walking down Main Street USA, leaving the park, and all the snow comes down.
You like that or no?
Yeah, it's cool. It doesn't taste very good, but it looks awesome because it's like warm out and it's snowing.
Joe, did you answer?
It's not real snow. It's
No, I didn't answer it. Would you like me to answer?
Yes.
Okay, so as a holiday, I like Christmas better than Halloween. Right? Halloween's a close. It's like really close up there, right? I really do enjoy Halloween. I enjoy overall this whole season. But at the park, I like Halloween better than Christmas. Different parts. I like the Halloween, like, in the parks better. But, like, the parade. I like the special, like, event better. The Halloween, like, Mickey's Not So Scary. I like Mickey's Not So Scary better than Mickey's Christmas Party. I like the theming during the Christmas, though, better than Halloween. Like, when you're going to the parks and you kind of see all the trees everywhere. You know, in all the resorts, in the parks itself, the lights, especially when they had like the Osborne lights, that was like really cool. The candlelight processional, that's really cool. I feel like there's more Christmas stuff in the parks overall, but I like Halloween and I like some of the Halloween stuff better, I guess you can say. So if that makes any sense. What do you guys think Niels is going to say?
Oh, Christmas for sure.
Yeah, Christmas for sure.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Jen?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, let's see what he says.
My preferred park season is Halloween. I love both Christmas and Halloween, actually. But since Halloween is not as known, popular, and widely celebrated here in Europe as Christmas is, it feels more special to me. I also love the slightly spooky atmosphere and the beautiful autumn colors we have here in Paris. I also think that decorations are better since Halloween in Disneyland Paris focuses on both Main Street USA and Frontierland, while Christmas is just focused on Main Street. This year, I also attended to a ticketed Halloween party, and that transformed the whole Disneyland park into a different place. Main Street became a ghost town that was a home of lost souls after midnight. We got a fantastic stage show near the castle with the Evil Queen, and it involved a spectacular entrance of villains by a horse-drawn coach. Skull Rock in Adventureland and also Phantom Manor in Frontierland here came to life with video projections, light, audio, smoke effects. Yeah, it was a totally different experience than you usually have during the day. There even was a scare zone with zombie pirates in the caves around Skull Rock. So that was a unique experience. And that's also why I definitely choose Halloween. So last question for you. As you probably watched Hocus Pocus 2 or any other witch movie for Halloween, why don't witches get babies? Well, because their husbands have crystal balls. Bye.
God.
Oh snap. See, I told you, Europe in that part of the air, like in that part of the land, you know.
What did you tell us?
They're a lot more risque.
I can't believe we were 0-4 wrong about Niels liking Christmas over Halloween.
I thought it was in the bag.
Yeah. I was ready to bet $100 on that. I'm glad I didn't.
Chris, Pearl Harbor Day? Is this this?
Doesn't Pearl Harbor Day sound like a holiday?
Yeah, it does. Like
they gotta change it.
Is that a holiday? Is that what it's called?
It's a memorial. Like it's a day.
It's not a day. It's not a day.
It should be like.
It's not Pearl Harbor Day. It's not called Pearl Harbor Day.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Hey, everybody, go down to the harbor. It's Pearl Harbor Day.
You don't want to go down to the harbor.
No, seriously, like Pearl Harbor Day sounds like a holiday, and they need to change it. It should be Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day.
Let's go ahead and do what reminds me of Arbor Day.
We should do a thing on which holiday is the less busiest. Try to figure that out. That'd be interesting.
Fox Day.
Well, do you know what we did at the game show last week, or whatever? Right. Yeah. I titled it the date, so we can always go back and look at the different days if we ever do another one in the future.
Yeah, and then I can make my kids love that holiday the most, so then I can go when it's less busiest.
Ah, Good idea.
Yeah.
You kind of had this Leif Erickson day. We're heading to the parks.
Yeah. My kids are like, yeah, Leif Erickson day rules.
When is Leif Erickson's day?
I don't know. Chris just said it.
I think it's in September.
That's not a good time to go. I think this is a good time to go. They did the parks. So what holiday is today? Is it like Brother's Day or something?
No, like an actual holiday. Not like
Veterans. Are you talking about it's Veterans Day?
Veterans Day is coming up.
It's Hurricane Day. So.
Oh, yeah. We're going to hit with a hurricane, guys. There's no beach anymore. The beach is done. Interesting.
It's also Macrotia Awareness Day. So everyone suffering from Macrotia, we are aware of you.
See, like, it's got to be.
Do you want to explain what that is?
Actually, you're the nurse. Do you know what that is? I just realized you actually.
I know what it is. I know what it is.
What is it?
So you know Croatia,
I'll
like
let
the country.
You know.
No,
Croatia, the country.
Oh, it's the small version. It's the microscopic Croatia, right?
No. Croatia, like the country.
Yeah.
It's the people who come over to America that are immigrants from Croatia. We celebrate them.
Are we close, Jen?
No. It is birth defects of a baby's ear.
Oh, I had that.
Oh. We're celebrating Alex.
Oh, I had that. I had microtia.
Happy birthday, Alex.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Alex. Happy day for you.
Thank you.
You have small ears?
It was my right ear.
We are aware of you.
I got you. I got you a gift for today, Alex.
It's any birth defect from an ear?
I got you a candy ear.
It is where the ear remains its normal shape, but it is smaller than usual.
Oh, no. Mine was not normal shape.
What's the opposite of that? Because that's what my son has.
Macro.
Yeah. Macro. Macro.
That was yesterday. So our hearts are with him. But yeah. Macro.
So, Chris, what did you do in the world of Disney this week?
Bear with me here. All right. So this week I will be going to see Black Panther. I'm kind of mad because my friend got tickets for Friday and I didn't realize that until the other day. So now I got to stay off Twitter tomorrow, which sucks, which actually is awesome because Elon Musk is selling the verified badge now for $8. Did you guys see this?
Yes.
$8 a month. You can be verified. So now it looks like everybody is telling the truth. And that's really, really like, I thought that Jalen Hurts was traded today and it's past the trade deadline. It was just a fake account. So anyway,
are you verified now?
I am not. I did have Twitter Blue until they raised the price. And I was like, cause I only had Twitter Blue because I could change the color of the Twitter icon on my phone. And when they raised the price, I was like, I don't need it that bad. So anyway, going to see Black Panther this week. Now, the bear with me part, kind of Disney, okay? This is kind of Disney. I would talk about how much Marvel Snap that I've been playing, but we're not going to have another half hour conversation.
Just know
that I played.
Yeah.
Hold on. We've been playing Marvel Snap. I'm not going to talk about that much. Alex is like shaking his head no, but we've been playing a lot of Marvel Snap and talking about it every day about Marvel Snap, about the different decks that we're building. We've been playing a lot of Marvel Snap. Go ahead, Chris. Sorry.
So bear with me on this. This is Disney, all right? Because it's part of the Disney package. I've been watching Handmaid's Tale.
It's not part of Disney package.
It is.
It's Hulu.
I pay $12.99 a month.
It's not
Disney. I get Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN. So that's what I did in Disney.
Okay. Anything else?
I watched this other Hulu show. No, I'm just kidding. No, that was it.
Go ahead, Alex. What'd you do in the world of Disney?
So I turned on Disney Plus, which is Disney, and I watched something on there. Now, sometimes there's things on there that aren't Disney, like Fox, Fox movies will be on there sometimes, you know? But I watched the new Zootopia Plus that just released.
Now, how was it?
It came out today, right?
I don't know if it came out today, but it was really, I know it's recently released. And I thought it was really good. We watched all six episodes in a sit down, and it was really good. What I really like about it, and if you may not know what it is, because I barely even knew what it was. I just remember seeing somewhere about Zootopia Plus. I never looked into it, and then I saw that it was out. I was like, well, what is this? It's a mini series with mini episodes, so like 10-minute episodes about Zootopia, but it's not about the main characters. It's about the side characters, and it actually takes place during the movie. So
really?
Each episode
that's cool.
has scenes from the movie built into it because the character is talking about the character around the movie.
That's neat.
So They talk about, you know, the big man, who was the
that
Mr. Big,
the ox.
Yeah.
No, the Mr. Big, the little mole. His daughter has an episode about her, and of course, in her episode, Judy saves her from the giant donut. Mm-hmm. I recommend it. It was pretty interesting and fun, and I like all the different types of things on Zootopia. And I know I said about Star Wars, but they could definitely make more Zootopia movies and just do whatever. Like, it's just a setting now. Like, they could do that. They could do a Zootopia rom-com. Like, it doesn't matter. But I would
Zootopia
say
Zootopia rom-com.
But I would say that Zootopia, they show a lot of families with a lot of kids. I feel like there's gonna be an overpopulation issue with Zootopia in a couple years. They didn't get on that.
I didn't like Zootopia. Sprawl,
go into the suburbs.
Hey, did you know about Zootopia? Did you know that they had the over in England there was a band called Zootopia? So they couldn't name Zootopia in England. That's why they had to name it Zootopia. What they name it?
Are you serious? Autopia.
They named it something different.
Did they really?
Yeah. So there was a band named Zootopia. So they kind of like put the hammer down. Wow, I'm not joking with you. This is for real.
No, what Ryan just put.
Oh, you see that? Jen, what did you do? Alex, did you do anything else?
No, that was it. I was like, I need to do something Disney. So I watched something on Disney Plus.
Okay, what did you do,
was,
Jen?
Also, it was renamed Zootropolis and for the UK.
Zootropolis, yep.
Oh, okay. What did I do?
Yeah.
I did something kind of big for me at Disney. I did the Run Disney race this weekend.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's exciting.
Wow.
So,
that was fun. You said tell us about
it.
Oh
my gosh, it was so much fun. I actually got good finish line pictures. It was so much fun. This was my first in person. I did the virtual ones before, yeah. Which you always get more motivated by the people around you. But going into it, I was super nervous because I was like, oh my gosh, what if I have to like pee right out the gate, which I did, and there were bathrooms, but and just, you know, what if something goes wrong? What if I get hurt? Whatever, blah, blah, blah. And just nerves because I've never done anything like this before. But it was fine. It was totally fine. I actually did really good on my time. And I would 100% do it again. It was an absolute blast.
Awesome. Jen, I have a question. So what motivated you more to do this? The fact that you were in Disney or the photo of the lady that I just posted in chat that was running behind you?
Well, I'm smiling, so I didn't notice she was behind me.
Was she chasing you? Was she chasing you?
She may have been. I just didn't notice
the whole time.
Oh my gosh!
Well, congratulations. That's a really cool accomplishment.
I was very proud of myself, and I definitely now I'm going to drag Joe along with me next time.
I can't wait.
Was it easier than you thought it would be?
Yes. Like I did the 5K, and I'm not a runner because I'm just not. I would like to be a runner, but I'm not. And I still had so much energy, like at the end of this race, that I'm like, ooh, I could do a 10K.
Ooh.
I don't know about that, but maybe someday.
I'll do a 10K. Let's do it.
But yeah, so the next time that we have the opportunity to sign up for a race, Joe's going to do it with me.
Yeah, wait, you didn't invite me to this one. You know, you stop inviting me to things.
Well, Joe has to recover from his torn calf muscle.
Also, this was booked and paid for a year ago. So
listen, man, that's no joke. My muscle, it's pretty bad. Was I not limping the other day?
Yeah, he was limping all over my
house. Guess what? I thought I was better yesterday, right? Uh-huh. I was going to Mel. I'm like, look, I'm better. So I jumped. And I instantly fell down.
Joe was like, I tore my calf muscle. And Alex was like, so you're at the emergency room?
You don't have to go to an emergency room for that. What are they going to do, man?
Put it back.
Untear it.
Super glue.
Yeah, sew it back up.
Gorilla glue.
Okay.
I've seen the Kobe documentary. I know what they do.
That's it. What'd you do, Joe?
What did I do? I didn't really do too much. I am going to Epcot this Friday, so I'll have a lot more to talk about. Next week, hopefully Disney's open on Friday. I think it will be.
I think it should be by then.
Yeah,
I think it'll be fine.
Is it closed tomorrow?
Yeah,
Disney's closed tomorrow.
Yeah, well, they closed at 5 today, and then
Did they close today? Really? Wow.
Well, it was a phase closing today, and then tomorrow the opening is completely contingent on, you know, weather.
What festival are they having right now at Epcot?
A hurricane festival.
Oh, okay.
That's fun. Food and wine still going on.
It's still food and wine. That's like 8 months long, I feel like.
I know. Yeah. So next week for episode 181, we will be going over the history of Pocahontas the character. Pocahontas was designed by 55 animators. Tune in next week.
Wow, 55. That's so many. I feel
like
that's
excessive.
That's really excessive.
Yeah.
I wonder what the average is now.
Like, first of all, it was a real person, so they didn't have to so it could have been just two people be like, hey, this looks good. What do you think? Yeah, it's good. And that was it. 55. Huh? That's a lot. Can't wait to hear why.
So that's the His on California Grill. I'm Joe.
I'm Alex.
I'm Jen.
I'm Chris.
Thanks for listening and have a magical week. Please follow us on all social media by searching DizHiz65. Share us and subscribe to our podcast to get the latest show when it is available. If you want to help us out, get tips, get your memories shared on the podcast, see pictures and videos of what we are up to at the parks, join our goof troop on patreon.com and search for DizHiz.